This meeting is being recorded.
So this is Build a Better Business, and we're going to talk about all the things that go along with building a better business today. So bear with me as I look away from time to time, as I feel like I'm just a little out of sync here because of being on a different device. You know how we get into our comfort zone? Yeah, well, I'm out of my comfort zone a little bit today. So I think that's good that we have to stretch a little bit. So there are six steps to building, and I kind of want to just go through those so that we all know what we're talking about. We talk about our value proposition statement to get started, and then we go into that's in January, which is today. Then in February we go into storytelling is our marketing, and then in March serving is our selling, and then finally in April we're going to talk about website design. We're going to talk about using funnels, how to use Canva. If some of this sounds Greek to you, that's okay. Some of us are a little further ahead. And so we figured some of this stuff out. We're just a few steps ahead of you, not a lot, just a few. And then we're going to talk about what would be our free offer to get folks to kind of get to know us a little bit and like us and trust us and start to follow us a little bit. And then we're going to start talking about mid-level offers, our core offer, and finally, what is our home run offer, which is, you know, what we go out and celebrate if somebody signs on for that one. But then we're going to do a little segue into our social media. Once we have all of that in place, how do we advertise that? You know, how do we get on advertise across Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest? And some of you may be well ahead of me in those areas. But we're also going to talk about Clubhouse. So raise your hands. How many are on Clubhouse already? Yeah.
I'm familiar with Clubhouse.
Yes. Good. Anyhow, I was on Clubhouse this morning, so we're going to talk about that a little bit. And then we go into blogging, podcasting, and speaking. And those are all marketing tools so that folks get to know, like, and trust you so that they start to actually build some confidence with you and work with you more. So I want to go around the room and introduce ourselves and tell everyone where we're coming from, where we're physically located, and then we're going to get into the value proposition statement today. So Sherry is my co-host with me today. And Sherry, tell me a little bit about you, where you are located physically, and what your business is that you're building.
Okay, so should I state the obvious? I'm sitting on my sofa using my phone today, but no, that's not what you really had in mind. I know that. So
it's all good.
I live outside Allentown, Pennsylvania. I've met Kathy several years ago on a trip into Columbus to meet our mutual coach. At the time, I had just happened to find out that she had this wonderful Airbnb, and she let me stay there overnight. And that was the beginning of a wonderful friendship. And I just thank Kathy for everything that she does for me and helps it out. And she does amazing things. And she's a great coach on helping you build your business. And I'm glad to hear you be here. What do I do? I am a dysgraphia coach. That means that I help teachers and business managers understand written expression problems. So kids all the way up through adults, people can have difficulty with writing. Sometimes I have difficulty with speaking too, but I help them see the, like, those red flags that go along with writing difficulties. I'm Sherry. My business is Dutter Educational Consulting. And how about if we go off to Bernita?
Hi, I am Bernita. I am in Indianapolis. And my business that I'm trying to get off the ground here in 2022 will be real estate investing. The hope is to, or not the hope, the goal is to invest in multi-unit properties, starting with duplexes and building from there.
What was Bernita, you are in the right place.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm hearing. So yay. I'm not originally from here. We moved here March of 2020, just as the entire state shut down. Literally signed contract on Friday, state shut down on Monday. So,
wow. Yeah.
So, and then just kind of to ramp up to back to normal, pretty much took the entire 2021. So here I am.
There is no normal.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
This is true.
Welcome. Welcome. We're glad you're here. Can you hear me?
Is it my turn?
Okay, we can hear you now.
Yeah, see, I'm on a different device, so that's why I keep thinking it's my Wi-Fi.
I hear you better now.
Yep, I keep thinking it's my Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I keep hearing Siobhan's system kind of shudder. He looks frozen to me.
Can you hear me okay, though?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe it's her Wi-Fi that's frozen a little bit.
Yeah, is it my...
Only when you talk, apparently.
Yeah. If we head over to okay. Kyle, back to Siobhan, maybe it'll settle down till then.
Yeah, we'll revisit.
I know sometimes when I have this problem at work, I'll turn off my audio and dial in on the phone. And that frees up some bandwidth. So maybe try that, Siobhan, if you can hear it.
Yeah, or shut off video. Sometimes that helps.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I put that in the chat to everyone. So maybe she'll at least see that if she doesn't hear us. She's coming back in. She went out and is coming back in. So we'll. Oh, she's coming in on a different device. Okay. There you are. She's connecting to her audio there.
Okay. Awesome. Can you hear me?
Much better.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much for being so patient. I actually was on another device and I just got on this device here. I'm not sure exactly what the question was, but nevertheless, I'll go ahead and jump in. Just as a FYI, I will need to, I'm also a teacher as well as a caregiver wellness coach. And so we're gonna be having a wonderful fire drill at 10:20. So I'm gonna need to jump off of here. Nevertheless.
I understand that.
I have an organization called Wellness for Life Journey. And what we do is help caregivers learn to take care of themselves while they're taking care of their loved ones so that they are not depleted of energy and just learn how to do more time management, the whole nine yards. So that way they're, you know, not ending up in the hospital or having a heart attack and things of that nature. In any case, so that's pretty much what I do as a caregiver wellness coach, working with a variety of different families. And I also enjoy working with teenagers and kids simply because my child actually transitioned. So it gives me the opportunity to stay connected with the youth as well. So I work with families. That's what I do. Mm-hmm.
And what grade do you teach?
Currently, I have 9th through 12th because I'm doing electives. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. But nevertheless, that's not the major focus. The major focus is caregiver wellness coach. And so.
So I always ask.
Yeah, that's so if I had to teach, I teach emotional mental health for caregivers. Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome. We're glad you're with us today. And we see that Diane has joined us. Diane, we're going around the room and we're just asking where everyone is from and what is it that you have as a business that you're trying to grow?
Hey, sure. Sorry for being late. I was in the zone working and I realized the meeting started at 10. So I'm sorry.
No problem.
I just started a new business last month with Shackley. So I am an independent distributor with the Shackley Corporation. We've been around since 1956 and we offer products that will improve your health. And then we also offer green home cleaning products as well. So I just started, so very new.
Well, congratulations and welcome. We're glad that you're with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Today, we're going to talk about our value proposition statement, and you just did a wonderful one right there. Kyle, we're going to jump over to you. Tell us a little bit about you share with Bernetta why she's in the perfect place right now.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Kyle Brandon. I'm a licensed real estate agent for the state of Ohio. I live and primarily work in Columbus, but I'm licensed all over the whole state. I love helping first-time buyers, seasoned buyers, and investors and flippers grow their portfolio and business, which is actually how I met Kathy from one of her other lanes, her Happy House Hunters group. We've been working there for several years. So Bernetta, you should definitely think about joining our other group for the Happy House Hunters for investors and flippers.
Yes, and Kyle is my co-mod, co-facilitator there in the Happy House Hunters in our mastermind group. So welcome, Kyle. So this is a great group today, and we're just going to go through and talk about our value proposition statement. So one of the things that I'm going to do is I'm going to stop my video and give me a thumbs up. Can you still hear me? Everybody hear me okay? Yes, okay. Because I'm going to share my screen, and it's a whole lot easier when I don't have my face right in the middle of it. My tablet shows differently than my computer. So you're going to have to bear with me a little bit because I also have to sign through. I practiced this earlier today and it makes me sign through. So anyway, this is my website. And I just want to show you, if you go to kathybenner.com, you can find all of our products there. When you scroll down and Sherry, can you see the screen okay?
Yes.
Okay. When you scroll down, this shows all of our products and all of the free stuff. Let me get that out of the way. All of the free stuff is going to be on the left-hand side. So we have a fitness lane, and here for Bernetta, we have our Happy House Hunters. So you can come in here and click on the free. So all of you get the free stuff. And then this is for short-term rentals. And then this is our Build a Better Business. And this is the lane that we're in today. I am just going to scroll down and show you the other lanes, and then I'll come back to this one. We do have a bloggers lane for folks that want to monetize their blog. We also have writing from anywhere in the world, the Ohio Writers Guild. You do not have to be in Ohio, by the way. And then we also have Connections Over Coffee, which is just more just conversation, but we are learning in this group how to start nonprofits. And then last but not least, and so for all of you business owners, pay attention to this one. This is a networking mastermind. It is a how-to. And what we're doing is we're creating a mastermind that everyone that's in the mastermind gets a turn to run the mastermind. And the whole point is that you can then take your own products and services that you learn and Build a Better Business and have your own mastermind meetups, and you can monetize that. And you know, you can charge a fee, and we talk about that all in the mastermind. So I'm going to scroll back up here to Build a Better Business, and here's where it's going to make me sign in. So you have to bear with me a little bit. When I click on more, we're going to go to the course. This is what the course looks like. And this is where it's going to make me log in to show you what I want to show you today. So you have to bear with me just a moment. So Sherry, I'm going to turn it over to you for a minute to chat while I get all signed in here.
Sure. So I've been working this month on revising my value proposition statement, and I just had it in front of me. Now, where did it go? I know where it is. Okay. So I have two. I have a personal one and I have a business one. And reason I had to go off screen here just so I can on my phone see what I'm reading. So for my personal one, educators and business managers need students and employees to communicate effectively despite their having a disability in written expression. Sherry is the dysgraphia expert who delivers practical interventions through professional development so educators and managers can plant the seeds of effective communication and promote awareness, empathy, and responsibility. So I've been working through that probably, what, Kathy, what, 18 months now to come to that. So please don't think that you're going to get your value proposition statement to be.
Sherry, you went on mute.
I don't know why. I'm just trying to see people. All of it. Trying to go back to the screen to see people. I don't know.
There you are.
So I thought I would read through that while Kathy's getting ready. I can read my other one in a little bit, but I, like I said, don't expect it to come easy. Like I said, I've been working on this for a little while here, and it gets better every time I go back to do it. And I love that Kathy comes back to that every January, because it really makes you think, is this really where I'm going? So off back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Sherry. One of the things that I want to say is, you know, you kind of work a lot to put your value proposition statement together. And what happens is, as we go through this series, and so this is perfect timing that you all are here in January, because as we go through the series, what happens is you start to get more clarity. Am I right, Sherry? After you go through it, clarity really comes.
Every year.
And so as you get more clarity, then you think, oh, you know, my proposition statement, I need to tweak it a little bit. I need to add something or take away something. And so every time you think of a proposition, value proposition statement, I like to think of it as my promise to my clients. And so here is my International Academy. And this is where, as you look down, it matches the website. You see where all of the lanes are exactly like the website. But I want to scroll up here to the top, and here's why. When I say that who I am, I'm Kathy Benner, healthy lifestyle and passive income expert. The very next sentence under here, the smaller print, that is actually my value proposition statement for my school. This is my promise. It's Freedom to Live Your Dream, an online academy to help you discover a better, healthier lifestyle and a passive income option so that you can take your next best steps to freestyle living today. So simply start, put your choices into action, and watch your life change while you sleep. And so my promise is if you put your choices into action, your life is going to change while you're sleeping. That's my promise. And so that's what a value proposition statement might look like. And so I'm excited to kind of go through this program with you. I'm going to scroll down now back to the Build a Better Business. I'm going to click on the Build a Better Business. And is it going to make me sign in again? Maybe. I hope not. I want to get to this VPS. I practiced this before I signed on today, and my tablet doesn't let me get to it as easy as my computer did. So here it is. So we're just going to go through this. I have this in a PowerPoint. And so when this session is totally over, if you go to kathybenner.com, scroll down to the free Build a Better Business and create a little account for yourself there for free, you can get all of our replays. And I'll put the link of this value proposition statement in there as well if you want to download it. So your value proposition, it tells people what you do. It tells people what you want, all in 30 seconds to make them want to connect with you. I had originally here that makes them want to buy. Well, again, if you're doing the Shackley products, it may make them want to buy because they're like, yeah, I need to go green at my house and I need to get rid of some of these chemicals. And it may make them want to buy. But today in 2022, it's all about relationships, and it's all about making people want to connect with you. And then ultimately, as you go through all of your different products, your storytelling, your serving, your website design, and all of your offers. And then what happens when you start putting that out across social media and you start blogging and podcasting and speaking about your business, people want to connect with you and build relationships. And ultimately, once they know, like, and trust you, they're ready to buy. And so it's not a fast process. For all of you that are building a brand new business, just know if I were to go down the street today and rent a space and open a pizza shop, I would not be cash flowing in my pizza shop by tomorrow or by this weekend or even by next month, because I would have to, you know, pay a deposit on the building and then pay the first month's rent and then maybe bring in zoning and maybe add all kinds of things into that building that would even get me as accepted by the city to even have a pizza shop there. And then maybe I have to solve parking issues and then an advertising budget. And finally, you know, then I have to staff, and then I have to buy products. And, you know, all of a sudden it's months before I'm even open, let alone cash flowing. But sometimes when we start an online business, or we want to do something as a side gig, or however we're planning, we get discouraged if we aren't cash flowing in 6 months. And let me tell you, it takes 3 to 5 years for any business to finally start cash flowing. So you have to know that going in, so that you don't get discouraged, because so many folks, and we all know them, we all know of someone that was on fire and up front, they were just burning it up, and they were booking and selling and going great guns. And a year later, you don't even hear about them. And you're like, I wonder what happened. Well, they burned themselves out because they weren't prepared to take the long haul. They weren't prepared to make it a long game. And especially, Bernita, in real estate, it's a long game. So you have to know that about whatever business you're getting in. You have to know. Yeah, Bernita says so true. So we're gonna talk about all that. So anyway, here is my example. I am Kathy Benner, your passive income coach, who helps you create passive income so that you don't need to punch the time clock. So you can see where that also is my promise. I'm going to help you not to have to punch the time clock. Well, all of a sudden people are like, "Ooh, tell me more. I don't want to punch the time clock anymore." And especially over the last couple of years that we've had with the pandemic, you know, many, many more folks are working from home, and some of them are still having to punch the time clock at home. I have a girlfriend that works in the health field, and she has to punch the time clock on her computer, even though she's working from home. And so she still doesn't have the freedom that she would like, but at least she's at home. She's not racing up and down the highway to get to work on time in traffic. So there's all different levels, again, of where we want to be. And none of them are bad. They're all just stepping stones to get to where you want to be. But this is an example of my value proposition statement. Now, we all have a dream. And so maybe your dream is to be a writer, maybe to own your own business, maybe to work from home, maybe to create a mission or a ministry, maybe to work from anywhere in the world. And here's what we all need. We need more time. That's freedom is more time. Ah, your job takes up time. Ubering the kids takes up time. There's always laundry and dishes and grocery shopping. Seems everyone wants a piece of you. And so let's concentrate on having some more money so that we can have more time, which in turn gives us more freedom. So you could have your grass mowed and your house cleaned and your landscaping done and your car maintenance done and your basement cleaned so that you weren't physically doing it. You could hire all that stuff out. But how are we going to make more money? Well, one way is to have passive income. Passive income is income that we work for upfront, then it pays over and over with little or no effort. Now, here's a perfect example. Maybe we'll write a book and then sell it many times. Our dream job income, that's the second way. You could have your dream job. Maybe you're going to work in it every day. You know, like for Kyle, real estate is his dream job. So, but you know, he doesn't feel like he's working. And he has the freedom to schedule his clients however he needs to schedule them. So it's income that we earn doing our dream job. So it doesn't seem like work at all. And again, real estate, become a realtor. So think of your dream job, and you can create streams of income. And then can you ultimately turn your dream job into passive if it needs to be? And then start to embrace this vision and then think of yourself as this person. So I'll give you another example. I was in the salon industry for 25 years, and I knew, again, if any of you have read the Stephen Covey, I know Sherry's just recently been reading Stephen Covey. And one of the things that Stephen Covey talks about is start with the end in mind. So when I started into the salon business 25 years ago, I thought I need to create a business that I can retire from. And so I thought, how am I going to be able to retire from this business? And I knew, and I'm going to kind of tie it all together, I knew that if I bought my own buildings in the salon industry and then ran the salon inside my own building, that in 20 or 25 or 30 years, I would own the building because I would have a 20 or 30 year note, you know, a mortgage from a mortgage company, and I would own the building. And then when I decided I didn't want to run a salon anymore, the building could be rented out for anything. And that income, that rental income, would be my retirement income. And that's exactly what I did. And so I saw a way that I could make my dream job of working in the salon be passive at the other end. But again, it was the long game. And so I put that motion in practice, in my plan in motion. And at the end of 25 years, I actually ended up with 5 commercial buildings paid for because it worked so well. So for those of you interested in real estate, it worked so well up front that 2 to 4 years into it, I pulled the equity out of building number 1 and bought building number 2. And then another 2 to 4 years, I pulled the equity out and bought building number 3, and then so forth and so on, building number 4, number 5, and finally ended up with 5 paid for buildings. And so I saw myself as that person at the beginning of that. That whole journey. So when folks would say, what is it that you do? I started off saying, oh, I'm a nail tech and I'm a salon owner. But over time, I said, I am a real estate investor. I had to start seeing myself as this person before other folks would see me as this person. So that's what I'm telling you. If you've ever heard about, oh gosh, I'm really dating myself now. Remember the whole thing that went around about dressing for success? maybe what, back in the 70s? And people said, oh, you got to dress for the job you want, not for the job you have. Well, I'm telling you to picture yourself as the person you want to be, not the person you are now. If you want to be that onstage speaker, start identifying yourself as a professional speaker. If you want to be a real estate investor, start introducing yourself as a real estate investor. Start moving into that person that you want to be. Picture yourself in this passive income or in this dream job you want and not the job you have. So don't think, talk, or write for who or where you are. Think, talk, and write for who you're going to be. So we all need a clear path. So do you have a vision of who you are? You must have clarity. You need to eliminate confusion. Do folks want to buy or connect with you? And that's where you start with your value proposition statement. So let's talk about clarity. I said before that, and this is, Sherry will recognize this. This is one of Carrie Oberbrunner's favorite sayings, that clarity attracts and confusion repels. So you need to be incredibly clear. If you're not making the sale, you've made it too confusing. Let me say that again. If you're not making the sale, you've made it too confusing. Go back and simplify it even more. And here's why. We have so much coming at us. Have any of you ever tried to look for something online and all of a sudden you couldn't find what you're looking for? So you just kind of aborted that and went on to the next vendor, because it wasn't clear how to locate the vendor. And that happens all the time. There is so much material out there and there is so much coming at us that people do not spend the time to really dig down deep to find you. You have to make things super, super, super simple for them to just click. And if they have to copy and paste a link, or if they have to go here and do all this, a lot of times they won't do it. You have to make it really, really easy. And I know another thing, and this is a big one. Can everybody go to your website right now and give you money? Is there a button where they can give you money? Sherry says yes. You have to do that because let's say that I want to go to Bob Evans. There might not be a Bob Evans in your area, depending on where you're at. We have Bob Evans here. It's one of our little local, widespread, but somewhat local restaurants. But if I go online to Bob Evans and I want to order something and I can't find any prices, I'm probably going to go, let me go find another restaurant to order from, because I kind of want to know what I'm going to be paying. You know, I don't want to just order a meal for 10 and not have any idea what the bill is going to be. And so make it very clear what something costs for your audience as well. So that's part of the clarity. So why should people want to give you money? What's in it for them? Is the value clear? And do you make it easy for people to buy? Now, here's where we get to create our VPS. So here's your I am statement. So I am blank, who helps blank to do or understand blank, so that blank. And now let me just clarify that. I am is your identity. Who helps, that is your tribe. Who are you trying to help? And what do you want your tribe to do or understand. That's your cause. And so that, what are they going to accomplish? What is your overarching vision for them to accomplish? So I am this identity who helps my tribe to do or understand what, so that they can accomplish your overarching vision. So that's what you want to plug in there. So if you are on a device that you can do a screen print, please feel free to screen print that. If you have your phone and you want to simply take a picture of the screen, you're welcome to do that as well, whatever works for you. I will put the link of the PowerPoint in the free meetup later on. Okay, Brunetta is coming in on another device, so I'm letting her back in. Here's my example again. I am Kathy Benner, your passive income coach. That's my identity, who helps my tribe. You are my tribe. And what do I want to help you with? I want to help you create passive income. And what is my overarching vision for you? I want to make it so that you don't have to punch the time clock anymore. So that's an example of what that looks like. So again, there is the breakdown. And so now that your audience knows who you are and what you do, then you're going to create a website with these values. On the top half of the homepage, I'm going to show you mine here in a little bit. You're going to create a LinkedIn page with these values in your profile, then some social media with those values, and then you're going to introduce yourself with your new proposition statement. And then here is what we cover in the meetup, which I reviewed when I first jumped on, which some of you weren't on the call yet, is we're going to go through storytelling, serving, creating a free offer, first base, second base, third base, finally your home run offer. Then we're going to learn about websites. And after we learn about websites, we're going to move on to social media, blogging, podcasting, and speaking. So that is all of that. Let me stop my share. I want to share one more thing here. I have to go back to my bookmark, and this one is just going to bring my website up again. Here is my website, and here again is my value proposition statement. You see it right here on the, and this is what I mentioned, on the top half of your website. As soon as your website opens up, this should be in the fold. And what would, that's back from the old newspaper days when the newspaper was folded and you had the headlines from the fold up to the top of the newspaper. That's what's called above the fold. And when you pull up your website, everything above the fold, which is the screen that first pops up, should have your value proposition statement there and one call to action. And here is my value proposition: teaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income, coaching you how to get there faster, and follow the steps so that you can experience freestyle living. And then my one call to action is schedule your free strategy session. So we're going to talk about that when we get to website design, but I had mentioned it in that value proposition PowerPoint that I just did, and I wanted to just show you what mine looked like. So I am now going to turn it over to some question and answer period. So does anyone have any questions for me?
Hi, Kathy. It's Bernita.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I was switching devices and I got the I am and who I help, but what was the last parts of that?
It's who you are is your identity. And then it is your tribe. And then what it is you're going to do for your tribe so that you can show them your overarching vision for them. So I am Kathy Benner. I am a passive income coach. And I help you, which is my tribe, create passive income so that, and it's that last sentence, so that you don't have to punch a time clock. So that's your overarching vision for your tribe. That's your promise to them, what you're going to do for them.
Thank you.
So how does this fit in? Diane, you had a great value proposition statement when you first came on telling us about the Shackley. And then Sherry, did you have another one that you wanted to share?
I can share my business one. Give me a moment. I have to go to the other page.
I get it. I had to turn my camera off too, because I'm on my little tiny tablet today.
Yep. At Dutter Educational Consulting, we developed the Crown Framework to train educators and business managers to transcend writing problems called dysgraphia from the young student through adulthood. People with People with dysgraphia experience situations that need increased support some days, while other days seem to fly right by without a problem. We train you to share intervention strategies so your students or employees have the best opportunity to express themselves through written communication. And then I go on to explain my crown, which is connect, reward, own, wield, and normalize.
Now that's a lot of information, and that is great information, but I want to challenge you. If I met you for the first time and we're at a big conference, and I met you for the first time and we're headed, you know where I'm going with this, and we're headed to the elevator, and we walk in the elevator and the door comes closed, and I turn to you and I go, oh, hi, Sherry, I just saw you at the last session. Now, what is it that you do?
That's why the first one that I read to you is much more important, because I go on to further explain it. The first one really explains that, and that's awareness, empathy, and responsibility toward dysgraphia education.
Okay. So again, you see where she shortened that way up. So a lot of times when someone corners me in an elevator, or just we're walking down the hall together, or for whatever reason, and they go, what is it that you do again? I go, I help you have passive income so you don't have to punch time clock. And they're like, oh, tell me more about that. And so you want your value proposition statement to open up conversation. That's the whole point. You want to leave them with the thought that they want you to tell them more. Tell me more. Tell me more. I remember one time I met an attorney, and I, you know, there's all kinds of attorneys out there. And I asked the attorney, now, what is it that you do? And he went into this big, long, whatever. And, you know, I felt a little awkward, because I was like, I don't want to cut him off, but the elevator door had opened and we were on our way out to our cars, and I was going in opposite direction from him. And so now we're just kind of standing there, you know, blocking the whole hallway while he's finishing his his orientation all about, you know, what he does for a living. And so I thought, okay, he really needs to practice having something shortened up, that if it was something, again, your tribe will find you. So if it was something that resonated with me, I would, like, if he said, oh, I do real estate work. Okay, tell me more. I need to connect with you because I do real estate investing, see? And so that's why you need to have something that you can use if you need something that's a lot shorter. And then when folks say, well, tell me more about that, because there's something in that sentence that resonated with them that they needed to know more about you, because they need that. They need whatever it is you're selling, they need. And so that's why you have to, now you don't have to use the same value proposition statement every single place. For example, if I'm speaking to a group of cosmetologists, I'm gonna have a little bit of a different statement than if I'm speaking to a group of realtors. You see where I'm going with that. So you can tailor make it however you want. So if I had a group of cosmetologists, I might say something like, you know, I'm Kathy Benner, I'm a passive income coach, and I can show you how to turn your salon into making passive income so that you're not working so hard all day, doing 12-hour days on your feet, you know. Well, these salon owners are going to go, what? Tell me more about that. Yeah. And so anyway, and if I'm talking to, you know, to real estate investors, I might say, you know, I'm Kathy Benner, I'm a passive income coach, and I can really show you the ins and outs of how to invest in real estate and make it your retirement income, and you don't have to punch a time clock anymore. And they might be like, oh yeah, I need to talk to you. So you can tailor make it to your audience, but you still have to have a general one when you're at a big, but now depending on the summit, let's say I'm at a real estate summit, I can use the real estate one the whole day because it's all people investing. If I'm at a cosmetology show, which they have, you know, every year, I'm going to keep the cosmetology one front and center the whole time. If I'm in front of a group of authors, I might say, let me show you how you can, you know, launch your book and turn it into passive income, and you can actually monetize your book. And a lot of people are like, what? I could do that? I mean, I know I'm selling the book, but how can I monetize it? And that's where my coach and Sherry's coach comes in, is that he shows you 18 streams of income. He has a whole program to show you how to do that.
It's now 19.
Okay. And so I can say, yeah, I'm a passive income coach, and I can give you the connections that you can turn your book into 19 streams of income. And all of a sudden they're like, what? Tell me more. And so now, and again, we're talking about monetizing our business. And with my coach that does the 19 streams of income, I have an affiliate link. And so if I send this person my affiliate link, I actually get a commission for sending them over to him. So it's a win-win. So the person with the book gets to learn how to make 19 streams of income. I get a commission for referring them, and my coach and mentor actually gets a new client. So you see where the tide raises all the ships. And so that's what we're talking about here, is just building a better business where you have multiple streams of income and you are monetizing and you are having an open end at the other end to make it passive. Because what you don't want to do is work for 30 years and then have a shoebox full of rent receipts at the other end. You want to be able to have something to show for your 30 years when you're ready to retire. And that's what you have to think of the end in mind when you're starting your business, is how am I going to retire with this program? What is my retirement plan? Because let me tell you, that comes a lot faster than you think. And you're going to put a lot of energy and effort into building this business, and you want to be able to have an out. And so it's just like a rental agreement for those of us that are in real estate. When somebody rents a unit from you, there's a clause inside the lease agreement that says, here's what happens if you want to move out. So you have to have an out clause in every business plan that you begin. Okay. Now for Diane, with companies like she is connected with, oftentimes they have that out plan already spelled out in the contract when she signs on. So some of the hard work is done for her because those out clauses are already in there. She already knows what that looks like. And and she already then has an idea of how she wants to build that business to turn it into passive income. Am I correct, Diane? Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes. Shackley offers a transition. So if I wanted to pass it on to one of my children, I could do that. They could also find someone that would like to buy it. So they do have that. And in fact, Shackley recommends that you pass it on to a younger person, a younger generation. So then it becomes a generational business, and then it'll just keep compounding. So I guess that would be my plan right now, is if one of my children would be interested, I'd be happy to pass it on to them.
Very nice. So there are options already built into your contract. I like that. That's very good. That's very good. Sherry, do you have a plan on how you might turn your business? Have you thought of the end as you're building it from the beginning?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have. It depends on what stage that I'm at as to where the end will work. If my full dream comes to pass, which I plan for it to come to pass within the next 5 years, I want to have a physical research institute, a building and such here in the area that I live. And if that is the case, I want to have an infrastructure organizational program that I'm going to have like a board and stuff. And it's going to be more of a corporate level, passing it on at that point in time. If I'm still working as I am now, I'm already building relationships with other therapists. They're working with me, and the dream would be then to pass on to the right person who would want to continue it. But you know, I'm still in that startup phase. So it's hard to know which direction it's actually going to end.
And you'll get clarity as it unfolds, but you do have to have it in mind at least. Yes. Mm-hmm. Bernita, how about you? Oh, you're on mute, sweetie.
You would think after 2 years, we'd be used to this.
I know.
So I started thinking of that end in mind prior to deciding to go into real estate. And that actually is what drove the decision to go into this industry. And it's about building legacy and generational wealth. You know, that's the whole goal is to pass something on to the next generation that will build and go on to the next generation. So the goal is to have a successful portfolio that will go on to the next generation, most likely in the form of a trust.
I love that you said that. I just did my list. I'd have to count, but we have 30 doors. Nice. And some of those are multi-units. And so I don't have 30 properties, but I do have 30 doors, individual units. And most of those are in a trust. And my daughter is my admin. And we just sat down just yesterday and made a list of all of those. And so that we could identify the ones that were not in the trust yet. And so that's my goal for February, is to get those newer properties that we purchased. Because we purchase, if you've purchased any already, Bernita and I, Kyle will know this as well. It's so much easier to buy just into your name, because they're using oftentimes your own credit, you know, to get the loan approved and all of that already. And so it's easier to just not muddy the waters at closing time. So you can get across the finish line, and then with just an affidavit from your attorney, you can transfer that deed over into the trust. So that's what I have my latest properties. I haven't transferred yet. So we were identifying those just yesterday. So good point. Yes. Ours is going into a trust, and the trust then will become a family trust. So for those of you that own any real estate, it can just be the house that you live in, or maybe the house that you live in and a vacation property, whatever, you can transfer it from generation to generation with a trust, and it does not go through probate, and there's no fees, there's no purchasing and selling, buying, selling, it just transfers by affidavit. So so anyhow, that's a perfect plan. So thank you for mentioning that.
Actually, if I could just say one other thing, that was kind of a perfect setup for, like, I have like two visions for this, and the other is to educate others as I become more knowledgeable. Like, I have all of this surface level knowledge from just reading and following other people, but to educate others. Like, for instance, my mother-in-law, she's been old school investing for, I don't know, 40 years. She owns a bunch of properties and had never considered a trust. You know, she's now 77 and she wants to leave to my husband and his siblings. And she's now just now starting to think of that 40 years into it. And so that's kind of what started my research and how I even started learning about trust. So there's still a lot to learn there, but yeah, just, I don't want to be where she is, you know, the end game, trying to figure out, now how do I exit? So hopefully also to bring other people along that journey with me to understand having that plan, now, like you said, from the beginning.
I don't know if you've thought of this, but there's a lot of ways that you can do that. Number one, you could create some sort of a Zoom meetup like this and put it into like a mastermind type environment. And you could actually, you know, invite a speaker on, an attorney that does trust or whatever, and invite your tribe to the call and turn it into a real estate mastermind. And then ultimately, once you're, because what will happen is your tribe will shake out in those masterminds to where you have 10 people or so that just follow you, and they're there every time, you know, you do something, they show up, and that tribe can then be your founding members. And then you could turn around and monetize it, and let them join the mastermind for free as your founding members, and then start charging after that, and start advertising it out across Eventbrite and Meetup and Facebook events and all of that. And you can actually monetize your education piece in a paid mastermind.
That's so cool. Because, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, 5 years when I know some stuff, I can start coaching. And what I'm hearing you say is I leverage somebody else's expertise.
Exactly. Nice. And here's what happened. Yeah. Now, this is part of what we talk about in Build a Better Business. And that's when we're talking about serving. Serving is selling. And that's one thing that we're going to start talking about in depth in March, because January is the VPS. Then February is the storytelling. And we're going to talk about how you can use your story to make connections and build relationships. But then in March, we're going to talk about serving. And so what you're doing by creating this mastermind is that you're bringing professional folks on as a speaker that you're going to interview. And we talk all about how to create, you know, the media kit and what questions to ask in an interview and all. We talk all about that. And once you get them on, then not only are you bringing their expertise to the table, so you're going to learn right along with your listeners, sure, but also you are borrowing their platform, because as they come on to speak, they're going to tell their whole tribe that they're speaking. So all of a sudden, they're advertising you simply because you are serving them.
Nice.
And we're going to talk about that. And that's a good way to get your name out there, is to serve other folks, because serving is selling. And then people are going to say, oh, I want to connect with Bernita. She's so giving and so serving. And mm-hmm. she always brings great value to these calls. And I never want to miss one because she's so amazing. And all of a sudden, your tribe just starts growing.
I love that. And at my heart, I am a servant. And so for years, I've kind of struggled with that. Like, you know, I've spent so much time doing things, you know, because I like to do them. I like to serve. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, now I'm just like, I'm at a certain point in my life where, you know, I need to think about, you know, building wealth and, you know, and having a future for my household. So
I get it. And so please go back to kathybinner.com and scroll down to that, the networking mastermind group and the free meetup there, because we do 5 sessions and then we trade facilitators, and someone else in the group gets to facilitate for 5 sessions. So every 5 sessions, we pick somebody out of the audience to be the new facilitator. And that way you get to practice how to run a mastermind meetup and do the interview, and you get to practice that before you actually jump out there and do one. And it's free. It's all free. So we haven't heard from Kyle. Kyle, how about you?
Well, I just typed it in the chat box there. A rule of thumb in real estate is to be the source of the information. So what Bernita was saying, she wanted to wait 5 years till she had firsthand knowledge. And you said, oh, you really don't need that. Bring on an expert, put them, you know, as your co-host, put them up mm-hmm. next to you. That's something I had to do in my early years in real estate before I really understood all of the ins and outs of the mortgage application process and everything. I don't like to speak on something that I don't know firsthand. So I just went along with my clients. I volunteered. Well, let me meet you at the lender. Let me meet you. Let me come along with this conference. And let me hold your hand through every step of the process. And I was learning as they were too.
I get that. That's beautiful. And Kyle, you see me in the Happy House Hunters is every time we do a free meetup, I have a different speaker every month in our free meetup. And I even have a great speaker coming in our mastermind this month, because he does bookkeeping, and we're talking all about real estate taxes and paperwork and record keeping and what we need to keep for tax purposes. And so I just try to bring value every single call. And so that's how your tribe will grow, because they don't want to miss the value. See, you're going to over deliver with all this value, and they don't want to miss the value. So they're going to connect in with you because they don't want to miss the value. And then all you need to do is just make your products and services available. And then let your tribe grow organically. Any other comments? We're at the top of the hour, and I just want to thank everybody for joining me today. And if anyone has any final comments that they'd like to include today. All right. Now, don't forget, visit kathybinner.com and just scroll down to the Build a Better Business free and set up a little account for yourself there. It'll ask you for a username and password for you to get into that. And then you can see all of our replays, and I'll post this replay, and it might not be posted until later today because I've got another call right after this one before I get a chance to upload it over into that platform. But anyway, it'll definitely be up by tomorrow morning. And you can go in and listen to the replay if you want. And I'll have a link to that PowerPoint if you want to have a copy of that PowerPoint. I'll have it there as well. So thank you, everyone, for coming today. And thank you for putting up with my whole confusion here of my, which device I'm on. I'm going to figure it out. I am smart enough to figure it out as to why I keep dropping calls. So anyway, thank you for your patience. Thank you for being here. Love you all. And I'll see you next time.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. Bye.